Hiding, digging, whining, and hypervigilance are just some of the behaviors your pet can display when trying to cope with loud noises. If your pet suffers from noise anxiety, there are things you should and shouldn't do to relieve the stress. Dr. Matt Fraker of the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center says noise anxiety seems to be primarily a dog thing.
Dogs can get all sorts of phobias. It's just that the one we probably encounter the most, it's the most obvious to owners, is loud noises and storms, thunderclaps. We don't know what the trigger is. Why do some dogs get the trigger and other dogs don't? I have three dogs, and one of my dogs in the last year developed storm phobias. And he has my youngest dog sort of in a learning to get storm phobia mode. I'm trying to break that, head that off. And it's funny, my youngest dog is not phobic. He's not panicky. He's just worried my middle-aged dog is totally wigging out, and then my older dog's totally bagging and sleeping through any noise. He doesn't mind at all. But we don't know what the trigger is. We do know that with most phobias in dogs, they develop middle age. They're not born with them. Some trigger occurs and then worsens with repeated exposure. So a dog that starts by getting a little bit maybe panting and kind of uncomfortable during the first storm that comes through or the 4th of July, by the next 4th of July, it becomes like pacing and shivering, and then it can keep progressing, trying to dig its way out of a house. We had an Irish setter go through over a sink and out a kitchen window because the smoke alarm, this is another very common, and a heads up to all dog owners, because this is a trigger people sometimes forget. When a smoke alarm warning beep starts going off, I once owned a dog that completely terrified of that sound, and this dog dug its way out of a kitchen window, survived, it was found, we had to put her back together a little bit, but she went out of a kitchen window over sink to get away from a smoke alarm warning sound.
Wow.
And so the potential for damage is there, but it is a mystery as to what the trigger is. Why do some dogs get this and others don't?
If our dog does get this, how can we help our dogs?
There's a couple different ways. There's non-pharmacological approaches when you get these like thunder shirts. And I tell you, I have not used that. I do know of people who have had success with the body wrap giving this animal comfort. So certainly we would encourage trying those kind of things out. The other thing is a lot of folks react by, oh, it's okay, you know, going to the pet and saying, hey, don't worry, it's okay, and really trying everything to make the animal feel better.
Does that reinforce the behavior?
It does. That's the problem, is you don't realize you're stressed when you're doing that. The pet picks up like, oh my gosh, my owner's freaking out too. And sometimes people are nervous around storms too, and the pets will pick up on those signals. So we try to sort of wash that out in terms of, if the storm's coming, give your dog treats, play games with them, turn on music, turn on noise, white noise, go into a basement and play with them, you know, try to insulate them and try to act normal. Because when you hold them and tell them everything's going to be okay, that sometimes sends the dog a signal, oh yeah, something must really be wrong here. So those are sort of some of the more non-pharmacological ways to deal with it.
What about behavior modification? Are there any particular things we could try?
It's hard. That's a difficult place to address behavior modification because of
the fact. It's irregular.
It's fear-based. And the problem with every phobia in pets, it's sort of like an imaginary injection into their bloodstream that happens. Once the fear has been released, it's extremely difficult to bring it back under control. And again, we're not talking about a dog who gets nervous around loud sounds or trucks or buses and just kind of gets antsy. There's no imaginary injection of fear into that animal. That's just a dog that's kind of checking its bearings and surroundings, and that dog can easily be distracted out of that. When you get into these true phobias, it's as if a physiological event occurs, and now this animal is completely out of its mind, fearful, and trying to head that off. So that's why the behavioral washout, trying to distract a dog, give it something to do, get it into an insulated area before the trigger comes in, going into a basement, playing with them or feeding them, giving them snacks. I know one other dog that I had that had problems with storms. I'd take him outside and have him with me while the storm came in, And he would do okay. He'd do really good until the storm would get close, and then he would start getting nervous again. But that was sort of the, look, exposure, everything's okay approach.
So your behavior has to be very calm and reassuring.
Yeah.
Just another day. Isn't this nice?
That's exactly. Ignoring that the problem's there, certainly not penalizing the pet for it, which is sometimes really hard to do at like 3:30 in the morning when you 70 pounds of vibrating, panting dog walking all over you on a bed. Pretty easy to want to punish that dog and say, hey, man, we got to get some sleep. But you cannot do any negative disciplinary approaches during this. That is just a waste of your time, and if anything, it will definitely make the anxiety worse.
Let's say you've tried all these other things, doesn't work. Drugs.
Yeah,
what drugs?
Absolutely. There's two pharmacological approaches to anxieties and stresses. There's the load up and run with it over time. So if you have a canine pet who has other anxieties, the storm is just one of several, anxious about people.
So if you've got like the Woody Allen on a leash.
Yes, exactly. You can think of, these animals who are throughout their day, separation anxiety. They're freaking out when the owners leave. They're nervous around strangers. They're nervous around their other pet. They don't like storms. Then it's probably a good choice to go with something that's more of a build-up and long-term anti-anxiety approach, like fluoxetine, which is Ritalin, clomipramine, amitriptyline. I mean, these are drugs that have been used in human medicine quite a bit, and they're made not to sedate or gork a pet out of function to get rid of the anxiety. It really is your pet's behaviorally the same, just less anxiety. And these drugs we've had quite a bit of success with. If your dog is fine all the other time, it's just when these storms roll in, then one of the most successful approaches is spot checking with alprazolam, which is Xanax, human Xanax. There again, the critical component of getting Xanax to work is having it on board before the imaginary injection, before the phobia is triggered. And that's difficult because they'll pick up on the pressure lowering. They'll hear that thunder long before you do. But if you look at the Doppler and you can see the wall of fear heading into central Illinois, pre-medicate with Xanax or with alprazolam, and that's a very good way to take the edge off these dogs through the storms. And alprazolam is really excellent for spot checking phobias like that.
And get this prescription from your vet. Don't try and medicate your dog with your own Xanax.
Your vet should definitely know that you're going to take this approach because we have dosages. Although we do often joke when we're sending Xanax home that if it's not working for the pet, feel free to take whatever's left over. you'll get through this just fine. But yeah, there's specific ways to dose Xanax and make it work. And the other thing we need to know is every once in a while, and this is really fun when this happens, but every once in a while you'll get a hyper reaction from alprazolam. That whole family of drugs can occasionally cause completely the opposite problem, which
is like a puppy upper.
Yeah, which people love that when their dog's already freaking out during a storm, and then you give them, oh, here, try this. This will solve everything. And then the animal's literally getting to the ceiling before it's only getting halfway up the wall. So every once in a while, you'll get an inappropriate behavior reaction, alprazolam. But it's one good way to approach these spot check fears.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. The Independence Day celebrations are coming up Monday with fireworks displays beginning at dusk, which is around 9:15 in the Twin Cities. I'm Laura Kennedy.